Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America for Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. Good to have you here for the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, debate number two on the way, even though the Commission on Presidential Debates has once again come into the quagmire to interfere and defend Joe Biden. There's no way Donald Trump lets them ignore questions about Joe Biden, the son, Hunter, and the corruption connections. Number two, now corruption concerns have spread to the University of Pennsylvania and the Biden Center. $22 million from an anonymous source, among other questionable moves. And number one, Joe Biden has gone into hiding, wouldn't you? And the excuse is that he is in debate prep. Hasn't he been in debate prep for 47 years? I'm just asking. I wonder if his health is a problem right now. It's a fair question. Is Joe Biden's health an issue right now? I ask this because we're only 14 days, 2 weeks from today until Election Day 2020. And yesterday morning, the Biden campaign announced that Joe Biden would have a lid Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and half of Thursday, or most of it really, until the debate. Joe Biden went into hiding. Now, is it because they don't want to talk about the Hunter Biden laptop computer and the hard drive and all of the damning evidence there is on there of criminal corruption involving, yes, even Joe Biden? Is that why? Or is there more? What's really going on here? You have to ask yourself, what's really going on? Because maybe it's more. Maybe there's a health issue. I mean, if you look at Joe Biden today compared to just October, November of 2019, you'll notice a big difference. If you go back to 2017 or 18, the difference is remarkable. I mean, go all the way back to 2012 when he was debating Paul Ryan in the vice presidential debate. It's a different world. So ask yourself, is the 77, soon to be 78-year-old Joe Biden physically fit enough to take the role of president? Is that one of the reasons he's hiding, protect his health? No presidential candidate would come off the campaign trail with 14 or 15 days to go for 4 days. Nobody would do that. The polls are tightening. Donald Trump is leading in Ohio and Florida. He's even in Pennsylvania, even though the Supreme Court with John Roberts yesterday let stand a Pennsylvania court ruling saying they could count ballots up to 3 days after Election Day. Nice job, John Roberts. Don't let the rule of law get in the way of rigging an election. The four actual conservatives on the court said no. That can't stand. John Roberts, though, in a 4-4 decision means the lower court ruling stays just the way it is. We'll keep an eye on that. Now, appearing yesterday morning at this time on CNBC, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin says there are a lot of things to concern yourself with Hunter Biden's emails and texts and pictures and videos. And one of those might actually be child pornography. Yes, I'm being serious. Child pornography, because of the images that are contained on Hunter Biden's laptop. And I say Hunter Biden's laptop because nobody, not Joe Biden, not Hunter Biden, not the Biden campaign, nobody has come out to say these are not authentic. It'd be the first thing you would do. It would be the first thing. Hillary Clinton would have denied it immediately. Whether it was deniable or not, she would have. In this case, it is very telling to me that nobody is denying that these are Hunter Biden's emails, texts, photographs, and sexually explicit pornographic movies. Right? That is very telling to me. Let's hear from Senator Johnson. It's bite number five. You need to hear what he has to say. Bite number five. Go.
If an FBI agent is working on child pornography issues for 5 years, why is he subpoenaing the laptop of Hunter Biden? Is there a connection here? Should this suggest that there's a child pornography issue here on that laptop?
Well, I think he just made the connection. Again, this is what the FBI, I think, has to come clean about. This isn't a standard investigation where, you know, if the FBI doesn't indict somebody, that everything remains confidential. This is something that, as we were talking about, relates to national security And if there's criminal activity involved that could be tied to Hunter Biden or his business associates, or even possibly tied back to other members of the Biden family, and as some of these emails indicate, that Joe Biden was fully aware of this. He was taking his 10% cut or requiring 50% from his family member's salary. This needs to be known before Americans go to the polls.
Maria Bartiromo was referring to one of the documents revealed in that laptop by the whistleblower, the man that owned the computer repair shop in Delaware. It had the signature of an FBI agent whose sole focus for the last several years is child pornography. That is his specialty. That is his area of expertise. That's where he works every day, is child pornography. So it begs the question, as she asked the senator from Wisconsin, it begs the question, is there child pornography on this laptop? Is Hunter Biden involved with child pornography in some way? Why else would this FBI agent that solely focuses on child pornography be signing off on search warrants and documents that are actually found here? It's a remarkable story that the media wants to ask no questions about at all, which means Donald Trump will be obligated to ask questions on Thursday. By the way, the debate commission has changed the rules. At the beginning of each 15-minute segment, each candidate gets 2 minutes uninterrupted. So to do that, they're going to cut the mic of the other candidate. You can bet your bippy that Donald Trump is going to ask about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the connections to illegal activity in Ukraine and China and Russia and the millions of dollars that came in. Donald Trump might actually ask about child pornography as well. I don't know. But I do know that Rudy Giuliani on this program said that he's never seen stronger evidence, more clear evidence, a smoking gun of corruption and how the payment system works than what he has seen in these emails, and more notably in a text message where Hunter Biden talks about having to cut his father in for half of the proceeds of his salary. You see, Hunter Biden gets $1 million a year job, plus several million dollars from Ukraine, $1.5 billion from China. And Joe Biden says, hey, I want my cut. I want my cut. We'll keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, a remarkable little story is 50 Cent, the rapper, has endorsed Donald Trump after he was sitting watching CNBC and saw the actual tax rates under Joe Biden's plan. Listen to this. The top tax rate in California under Joe Biden's plan, 62.6%. New Jersey, 60%. New York State, 58%. New York City, 62%. When you put in federal and state taxes and add it up, 62%. 50 Cent, what the F? Vote for Trump. I'm out. F New York. The Knicks never win anyway. Don't care. Trump doesn't like black people. 62%. Are you out of your effing mind? Yeah, well, pay your fair share, 50 Cent. That's what you voted for. Pay your fair share. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gerber Show.
With everything that's happened, you may be asking yourself, can I afford to retire early? You're not alone. From teachers to medical professionals, airline workers, and a variety of other industries, many of us are wondering the same thing. It's a tough question to answer right now, but there is a way to find out. You can call Life Plan Financial Design, where they can run the numbers for you at no charge. Imagine knowing that you can retire comfortably right now with what you've already saved and not having to worry about the market or other unexpected events that could put your retirement dollars at risk. Call the team at Life Plan Financial Design for a complimentary retirement plan review. 517-317-6323. That's 517-317-6323 and online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Stewards Wealth Planning, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
I have always been a I can do it kind of girl. This is Johnny Erickson Tata, and even when I was little, they tell me my first words were, "Me-do." The first time I rode a bike, I just knew I was balancing it all by myself. But then I noticed that my father was running alongside with his hand on the back fender. I protested, "Daddy, let me do it. Don't help me. Let me do it." Well, I got my way and went crashing into the sidewalk with my bike. But my independence ended when I was 17. That's when I broke my neck diving into the Chesapeake Bay, which resulted in quadriplegia. That was over 40 years ago. And if there's one thing I have had to learn as a quadriplegic, it's to ask for help and then to receive that help graciously. Hey, it's okay to ask for help. It's one way of encouraging others to get close and learn how to serve. If you need help, ask from disabilitycampaign.org.